As environmentalists prepare for civil disobedience action against the proposed Adani Carmichael coal mine in Queensland, religious groups have been taking part in non-violent direct action workshops, and they've also been raising awareness more broadly about climate change. Recently, in conjunction with the multi-faith network Australian Religious Response to Climate Change, the Sydney Buddhist Centre launched a kit aimed at the Buddhist community. Now, for Buddhists, climate change has a deep significance that really goes to the heart of their practice. Nadjat El-Ghorli is speaking with the Sydney Buddhist Centre's Gillian Raffel and Dharmachari Aryadharma.
It's not just a scientific issue, nor is it just a political issue, which it often gets treated as. It's an ethical issue. It's about trying to act well in the world and trying to make sure that our actions have positive consequences, not the negative and destructive ones. Basically, acting out of kindness and love and having those actions informed by good, reliable science. So we consider it a part of our practice to reduce our carbon footprint personally, also on a community level to reduce the carbon footprint of the Sydney Buddhist Centre, but also on a societal level to get out there and try to do something, say something to the government, to local party members about what we think is important and how we should be addressing this issue.
So you talk about reducing the carbon footprint of the Buddhist Centre. What kinds of things have you done to reduce your carbon footprint?
Well, mid last year, the Sydney Buddhist Centre took the decision to divest from fossil fuels. We moved all our bank accounts away from one of the big four banks into a community bank. We're looking into things like putting solar panels on the roof. And we basically encourage people to come to practice here by public transport when possible, things like that.
So as well as launching the kit, you also set up a pan-Buddhist climate change register across all Buddhist traditions in Sydney. What will that network be doing?
Right. Well, when we were trying to pull together as many sanghas as possible, we realised we didn't want it to be just a one-off day where people came together and we all went back to our little silos. And we thought we'd start a register, which we called the United Sydney Buddhists Concerned About Climate Change. And the idea was that we would keep a register where Buddhists that wanted to be involved with ongoing action in relation to climate change could be contacted easily and called in to do all sorts of different things. And so we're envisaging that that would be perhaps getting involved with marches. There's a march coming up in Sydney shortly, the Support Science March on the 22nd of April. We're thinking we might get the banner out and call up the register and meet in a certain place and try and amplify a Buddhist call for action on climate change.
And you're also joining with the Australian Religious Response to Climate Change in non-violent direct action workshops. Can you tell me why these workshops are happening now and the importance of non-violence to protest?
Well, there's obviously the Adani mine, that's Carmichael mine, that's looking like it might happen up in Queensland, and various projects like that where there's going to be a huge impact. But also the good symbolic places to take a protest to, the Carmichael mine particularly, right next to the Barrier Reef, which is suffering terribly from ocean warming, acidification. So if different faith groups can go there and protest, then all the better. We want to basically try to represent our faith. Other groups hopefully will come along and do that too. And obviously it is important those protests, the rallies in the city as well, don't get out of hand and are done in the kindest non-violent, kindest possible way.
Some people say that religious groups need to take a stand on climate change and need to get more active so as not to leave the fight to secular groups, that it's important to have religious groups there.
Well, I actually think it's really vital that people of faith stand up and speak out about things that really matter. What's the point of having ethics and views about kindness and non-harm if you're just sitting at home or in your temple or centre talking to yourself? I mean, it's important that you communicate in a way that you can be comfortable about things that need to change in the world. And boy, is there a lot that needs to change about climate change.
The Buddhist community is quite diverse in Australia, with communities from Sri Lanka, Burma, Thailand, Vietnam. How vital is it that that diverse voice is kept in the mix of activism on climate change?
I think this issue of diversity is an important one. We do live in a very diverse city, but also this neighbourhood here in Newtown is very diverse culturally. At the launch, we did try to invite as many different Buddhist groups as possible, so Asian Buddhist groups, and we got some along from a Zen Buddhist group. Cambodian abbot, I think, came along. So that's wonderful for us. I mean, we don't often get a lot of diversity coming through this centre. So I think that climate change is actually an opportunity for us to come together around an issue. Like Naomi Klein says, this changes everything. It is like an opportunity for us to unite behind something. And if that brings faith groups together, not just Buddhists, but other faith groups, I think that's really, really vital and great.
Dharmachari Aryadharma with Gillian Raffel of the Sydney Buddhist Centre, speaking there with Nadiad El-Ghorli.